Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know things are great in Dallas when the cornerback is yelling at a reporter.
Is Jerry still arguing with the reporters? I mean, with the radio host?
Yeah,
stuff?
Man, everything's going great down there.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, ever since he said that, things have gotten worse, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you got to learn to just shut up, Jerry.
I don't think Jerry's ever shutting up. Here's what we're doing. Phone lines are open. The Hail Mary, man. I heard people want to call it the Miracle of Maryland. I don't think that really works. I think we just –
it's called the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, Hail Victory, whatever you want to call it. What an incredible electric moment. I met this dude yesterday. Rusty is in Delaware.
Rusty.
Good afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
Man? Hey, excuse the voice because we were real loud and proud coming down from Section 110.
It was a very good crowd.
I just want to say, JP, I mean, we are 1-0 when you and I run into each other in the concourse.
That's so right.
We should start doing that a
very
little more
good
often.
Point. Very good point.
I actually was going to talk about credit pies and what I liked and what I didn't like, but what you guys, and end it with something kind of heartfelt, but what you guys were talking about before the break is where I'm going to go. So, Brian, when you guys won the Super Bowl in 91, I was 9 years old. And I remember right now the exact moment when that game was over. I remember the clothes I was wearing, where I was sitting in my family room, in my house with my father. And I remember how happy that was. Mm-hmm. When the last play was about to happen, like everybody in this day and age, everybody's pulling out their phones. And I almost fell into that trap. And I said, you know what? This is a moment right here for me to teach my son, who Brian, you know, and Jeff knows, is a little bit of an athlete. He does a good job. We made the playoffs with our football team, so we're still rocking. But I was going to take the moment to say, you know, hey, this is about fighting. This is about coming back from adversity. You know, the team fought the whole game, gave it up at the end. Hats off to the defense. You know, I was going to pump his head full of all that stuff to overcome. What I didn't know was that 30 seconds later, we would be elated, jumping up and down in the aisles. He was wiping his eyes so fast to keep the tears so nobody else saw him crying in the moment. I was crying in the moment. And the impact that this moment right here, I know that we're talking about what to call it and how important it is. For guys like me, 41 years old, you know, I'll take the battle scars of the last 25 years. If it means that the 9-year-old that saw that play last night, Brian, just like I saw you guys in the Metrodome win that Super Bowl, that is a memory that he will never, ever, ever forget. And I told him, I said, when you're in college, when I'm old and gray, well, maybe old because of Marty Gray, when I'm old, we are going to talk about the night that Jaden threw that Hail Mary to Noah Brown. And I couldn't be more happy to not only be invested in this team as a multi-year season ticket holder, to be invested in this team with my whole damn life, and now be able to pass some happiness down to my oldest son. And when his younger brother gets older, he don't even know what's coming for him.
I love that.
Right,
thank you,
brother.
Rusty.
Good
great
stuff,
call,
Russ.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That game last night, it really will be one of those moments where, like, I remember where I was for Santana's Monday Night Miracle. You know what I mean? Like, there's – I remember where I watched the 91 Super Bowl. Like, there's – that game last night, like, is a – where you were. You're going to talk about it with your family, with your friends, with fans of the Burgundy and Gold and fans of other teams, too. Be like, yeah, well, I was at the – and B, I'd never been at a Hail Mary game. I'd never physically been at one. It's something – like, for my career, for my life, I will remember for all of
that's
perpetuity.
Well, you remember stuff like that anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in College Park. We're in College Park. Where you at, Tim?
Yeah, I was telling your producer that I'm 38 years old, so I'm definitely not in College Park at the university. But for everybody that has those great stories about watching it, I'm a season ticket holder, and I actually left. Right after.
Boo! You left?
I left, man. And then as I'm in the parking lot with my father, my first cousin, and his friend, I'm like, yo, never again, dog. Never again.
How much time was left when you left?
I left right as soon as they scored the touchdown. Like, as soon as they scored the touchdown, I talked to, it was like, beat traffic, let's get out of here.
Hold on. Dear friends of mine had the same conversation after they scored. They scored, there's 25 seconds left. What the hell traffic bump do you get leaving 25 seconds early? And listen, well, I'm
25 seconds, but it ended up being about 8-9 minutes.
I'm a person that leaves early. Like, we all know
you
my
are
track
expert
record.
Expert at leaving early.
But not in that scenario, dude. Not in a game down to the wire.
Listen, man, we had one timeout left, 25 seconds. There was nothing in my head to make us think that we would win that game. And like I said, that's I'm okay with that because I thought I was dealing with the same old team. But in reality, it's a new day where even at the last second, you're going to sit there and stay in your seat. So for those fans that left early, you know, it sucks from a perspective of watching Hail Mary that, like you said, JP, of all these years that you've been going to games, I've never seen a Hail Mary. But from the other perspective, it makes me realize that, hey, you know, never again will you ever leave. Even if we're blowing a team out 35-0, we're going to stay, we're going to party, we're going to have a good time. But, you know, it was a great environment. The Bears fans were there, and they were in full flux. Like, the whole parking lot was full. It was definitely, I'm not going to say 50-40, I would say 70-30 us. But reality is that it wasn't like any other environment with the Panthers or the Browns. It was definitely a rivalry in the stands, and it was great to see those fans in the parking lot talking smack, only to be like, y'all just lost. Y'all just lost. Y'all just lost.
Thanks for the call, dude. And now you'll be able to say that you were the dude that left early. You were at the game and I left early.
Well, you know, it's like I go back to this game reminds me a little bit of the game in college. It was the last game I played in college. We were down by 7, and I threw an interception when they went to score to go up. We get the ball back with like a minute or something on the clock. We go down. We end up scoring a touchdown. I look to the sideline. He say, 2. Like, damn. So the person who caught the touchdown, I ran a touchdown, and then I threw the 2-point conversion, flag on the play. They moved us back. My buddy, who played high school ball with me, passed away since, hit him again, the back of the end zone, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. In college, good. That's how we won the game.
Wow.
And the people were leaving out. Once we came back and started driving and scored, they were trying to get back in. They wouldn't let them back in the stadium.
Oh,
so there are people who did not remember, just like a lot of people left yesterday, didn't see it. And there are people who sat there and they remember how it ended. There's going to be people later on going, man, I left.
You know what's going to happen, though. Like, so they said, I think it was sold out last night, 65,000 roughly, mm-hmm. right? 64,700 or something. In 10 years, 15 years, there's going to be about 150,000 people that say they were at that game. Everybody was there.
Oh, man, I say it to the last thing. I wouldn't leave.
I would never leave.
I never left.
Yo, if I was there.
What seat were you in? Oh, man, we just hung around and standing inside the stadium.
Jeffrey, can you help me understand what's happening on line one? Just give me a little direction here.
On line one. Oh nah, that's DC Superfan. He called in a couple times before. But just trust it. It's a good call.
All right, we're gonna go with Jeff's ever expanding gut. We're gonna trust line one DC Superfan. How do you do, sir?
What's up, JP? Good to finally meet you yesterday. That was me that gave you 5 and I had took the picture and all that. That's me.
Oh yeah, B-Mitch. My man, what's up?
What's happening, B Mitch? What I say I was gonna do, player?
Call it in.
Listen, I apologize. I said we was going to be 5-12 before the season started. Mathematically, we cannot go 5-12 because we won 6 games. So that's dead. I am sorry. I thought we was going to be trash this year. Dirk is calling to apologize. I want the whole DC area to hear me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
All right, brother.
Hey, I love a guy that'll take ownership. You can call us anytime, sir.
There you go.
Man, you best believe it. Hey, B. Mitch, first drink on me in New Orleans. I got you, baby.
What about me?
Oh, my bad. I got you, too. My bad, Sim. I got you. My bad, JP. My bad, Sim.
Appreciate
it. My bad.
All right, buddy.
Got both of y'all.
All right, brother. Got you.
Let's go to Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan. How you feeling about the Hail Mary?
Yeah, JP, well, you kind of explained yesterday. My kids are 3 girls, 6, 5, and 3. 8 o'clock, the game's ending. They're up in bed. They heard me, my brother, and my friends going nuts, and they came down and were like, what happened? And they knew the Commanders won. But it's Peter Schrager said today on Good Morning America, he's like, today at October 28th, you wake up and it's just like one of the funnest times to ever be a Washington fan. It's like 25, 30 years of defending this team, and finally we are the team that everyone wants to be a fan of. And I saw a picture yesterday, Terry McLaurin in the locker room, and I'm asking you guys this. I saw in the background, not a lot of people know this name, of Bob Myers. They brought him in.
Yeah,
he helped grab Adam Peters. He helped grab Dan Quinn. And this Washington resurgence kind of reminds me of the Golden State NBA team that was bad for as long as I can remember. And all of a sudden, it was cool to be a Golden State fan up until they dominated the NBA and now we wanted to lose. But this is kind of like that resurgence. And now it's you wake up and all my friends of Giants and Philly, and they all want to be Washington Jaden Daniels fans. And I hope to see you guys this week. I already got my tickets as a guy in Connecticut. We always go to the Washington at Giants game. So if you guys are around pregame, we hope to run into you. But it's by far the most fun I've ever had as a Washington fan. And yesterday was one of the greatest moments, probably first, just edging out the Santana Moss Dallas game. So great time. The fans are, you know, nothing matters when you're winning. And we're trending in the right direction.
Thanks,
oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely, man.
Good call.
Good call.
It is remarkable what last night kind of felt like because, you know, that Monday night game where Santana had the two touchdowns was awesome, but they scored so fast that Romo had a chance to come back at the end, if I remember that right. I think didn't they get one more drive? The difference with last night to me is just
it's a walk off.
The finality of it. Yeah, like that just doesn't happen. And to get a walk off win in football is really pretty darn difficult. And that's what made it, I think, just so cool. Yeah, so I'm pulling that box score up. Week 2, 14-13 final. And yeah, they scored almost too fast, which sounds ridiculous, but where's the drive charts? There we go. Yeah, Romo had a chance at the end of the game. Washington had a chance to end it. They had a three and out, and then they punted back, and Romo got the ball with 36 seconds left, and they just weren't able to get far enough down. Think about it, all they needed was a field goal there, too. Oh, boy, B, things are happening here. There's a Brian Mitchell jersey walking in. How about that? That may be freshly signed, if I had to guess. We'll keep these phone lines going. Lou is in D.C. Lou, what up, man? Lou, you there, pal?
Is this Luke in D.C. or Lou? I'm Lou.
Loop. Well, whoever you are.
Lou.
My fault. Hey, I'm not trying to you. Hey, a little bit different. I got in a fight with my wife last night, and so I was doing two TVs upstairs and downstairs. I wasn't live. I hear my kid downstairs in the basement going ape crazy, and then he ruined it for me. So I was like, anyway, I couldn't sleep. I was watching reaction videos, etc. I just want to say, JP, your ex post, your Twitter post with that cameo at the end from that ex-Redskin player was one of the funniest things. I must have watched that thing 10 times because that Redskins player summed it up for me 100%. I love you guys.
Yeah, that the former
that was me.
Yeah, the bald-headed, loud guy from Louisiana nailed it right there. It was honestly, B right there was the perfect encapsulation of the vibe in that stadium. It was just so wild. Just so wild that it's hard to, like, it's one of those, if you were there, if you know, you know. And I think wherever you were, you got that experience. You just didn't necessarily get to share it with 70,000 other people.
Yeah.
And it was pretty wild. I think, is our guy Parrothead Drew on the line? Because, Jeff, you got four people written down for line 8. So I'm trying to make sense of it.
No, Drew's on 7. My bad.
All good. All good. Let's go to Drew. Drew, how was that ball game?
Hey, JP, that was tremendous from the beginning to end, but that ending was out of this world. I can't get over it. And karma's going. We went out golfing this morning, first thing, and on the 11th hole, I hit a ball and was heading to the water, and then a rock popped up and knocked it back on the green. Tipped it up just like that Hail Mary. That was amazing.
I love it.
That play.
I love it. Yo, sometimes you hit a ball into the trees and it bounces around and goes in the water. Sometimes it bounces around and goes back to the fairway, man.
Yep. I had one happen the other day, Jay.
Thank you, Drew.
Friday.
Thanks for all your help yesterday, Drew. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, sure. And B. Mitch, the woman in front of us has a B. Mitch Hall of Fame banner that she's hanging down in section 203. So if you look there, her name's Christy, but she's a crazy fan of yours. So I didn't know she was bringing that.
203?
Cool.
Yo, actually, he sent me a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Let me see. Look, can you see that, B?
Oh, yeah.
B. Mitch for HOF.
I have to come over and sign it for.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Drew. Appreciate you.
We have Terps baseball coach Matt Swope's going to sit with us in just a few minutes. He's also a massive Skins fan, so it's going to be kind of fun. We might talk some baseball. I want to get him on the World Series, but I think we're just going to talk football. all right. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down, like Manfield.
Comandante Tequila. How do you do, sir? You all right, man?
Are you doing the Joker?
No, hell, man. You don't know the loud cry thing or what, because play the violin or just laugh at them or what, dang it, Jules. It was a beautiful game. I should not about flying out there, and I lost it. I'm at the other side of the field. Oh, my God, what happened? That's everybody jumping around up and down. My buddy said, Fred Fermi, when they said to make noise, we were kicking and screaming and jumping and screaming. He ended up breaking his seat. It was so funny. Because Caleb made that false start. I couldn't stop from laughing. Great, you, man. Loving life, man.
Thank you, Commander.
All right, bro. I saw you posted a picture with him.
I'd sent it just in the text thread.
I'm like, what the hell?
So I didn't realize.
Did he have paint all over his shirt again? Or did he do it better this time?
It was mostly on his face.
Well, he had all over his shirt last time.
It's a hell of a look, dude. It is. It was a burgundy and gold Joker face. It is.
It had a bunch of Jokers out there yesterday.
A hell of
Believe
a look,
me.
Man.
Believe
it
me.
Is a hell of a look. That's the best way I can describe it. Swope's going to join us next. A little bit of World Series preview. We're keeping the phone lines open the rest of the day. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Reacting to the incredible Week 8 Commanders 18-15 win over the Chicago Bears. Nobody go anywhere. That's the great people of Beamish and Finley community. Everybody tweet at Jeff Too Funny and just ask if he's okay. Just be like, Jeff, are you okay, bro? We're here for you. We're thinking of you. If you need anything, holler at us. Because that's, above all, B, that's what we are as a community, right? We are a community.
We love to take care of our family.
And much like the Commanders took care of family last night, it was incredible. We are fired up to have my friend, head baseball coach at the University of Maryland, Matt Swope, sitting with us. What's up, dude?
Nothing much. It was a great Monday, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
So
the tide turned quickly.
Yeah, man. So you are now the fourth coach that sat with us today. We had Coach Willard this morning, Coach Locks, Coach Freeze, and now Swope. And Locks, I know, grew up a hardcore Skins fan, and I know you grew up a hardcore Skins fan. Not only that, but you roll in wearing a B. Mitch Redskins jersey.
Number 30 B. Mitch jersey, baby.
Damn right. Loud and proud today, baby. Loud and proud. We got to celebrate.
Where were you last night? What did you make of that finish?
Yeah, well, I was at home. You know, I was with the kids and Katie, and you know, when they scored, it was funny because I slammed the table. And Katie goes, "Yeah, that's why our boy is the way he is." You know, a little bit, like, getting so emotional, you know, and the toddler starts crying a little bit. But I think more just felt like that because it felt like we dominated the game, right?
And almost let it slip away.
And just the entire game. And you thought Jaden could come back, but, you know, the chances with 23 seconds or however much was left was slim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and much like this year, three words, which you probably saw 1,000 times online today, were, oh, my God.
Totally.
It's just like literally like, oh, my God.
I think my
OMG.
Three was something different.
Well, it started with that. Let's just start there, right? It started.
There may have
with
been
that.
Other words.
Hey, involved. Don't worry. Somebody got me on camera, and we all over. We went viral, baby.
You were in the tunnel, I heard, right?
Yeah.
I watched
yes.
I watched the post game a little bit. You had to just going from just improbable to that. It's just like those are just the special moments we live for in sport.
Totally, man.
I tell you.
Totally. Now, listen, we're going to check in. I do need a little World Series info from you. Okay. And I want to check in on the Dirty Terps baseball team. But we do have packed phones. You're going to get the full sports radio experience. Where would you like to go? Hagerstown, Upper Marlboro, Rockville? You get
where's
to pick.
The best baseball players?
Oh, no, we got to stay in PG County first. Let's stay in Upper Marlboro.
Upper Marlboro
born,
it is.
Born and bred.
Our guy, Tay. Tay, what
Tay,
do you
what's
got?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Good afternoon. Let me just start off by saying this. This was the play heard around the league this week. This week we showed something. We showed that we play with grit and grind and hustle. But let me just take a second just to break down the play calls. The play calls in that last drive had everyone on the edge of their seat. The play before, when they scored, it just sucked all the air out of all the fans. I was one. I was pissed. I was mad. I was upset. Everyone knows me. When I watch TV, I open up all the windows, open up the balcony. I want everyone to hear me and my reactions. Seeing that drive and seeing those players hold their composure, seeing everyone on the sideline step up as leaders, seeing the head coach making the plays, because a lot of people would have just done trick plays and hope that we got a touchdown. But seeing them take their times and move the ball and put us in position, man, when I say I saw that ball in the air and I saw the touchdown, everyone in the whole neighborhood heard my reaction.
Tay, how much do your neighbors love you in Upper Marlboro? If you like to open the windows and scream all the time.
The neighbors love me because when it's football season, everyone's just waiting. Everyone's like, yo, Tay, he's going to go crazy. He's so passionate. I take that passion. I'm a high school head coach, and I just relay that stuff to my team. And this right here, I have a game today, actually. I'm on my way to my game now. And this is one of the things that I'm going to use today to say, listen, no matter how much we're down by, no matter what it is, we don't stop playing until the last whistle. This is right here is the proof. If you continue to keep your composure, no matter how much time is on the clock, no matter how much time, no matter how many points you're down by, if you have a fighting chance, keep your composure on the sideline, because that is the thing that other teams are looking for. If you can't keep your mental composure, well, then you already lost the game. We were mentally sound that last drive, and it paid off. Hail to the goddamn old Commanders, baby. Let's do it. 6-2. Let's go, baby.
Thank you, bud.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Tay. Great call. Yeah. Although I'm still not convinced your neighbors love you screaming all the time. let's go to Alan in Rockville. Alan, what you got, man?
My first game was October 26th. 1947 against the Bears.
Damn.
I'm going to make everyone unhappy. That play wasn't that exciting to me. I've been to four of the Redskins' last Super Bowls and, of course, saw the first one, and I've seen every Super Bowl, and I've seen every great sporting event, and I saw the 1958 Giants-Colts game, the greatest game ever played. So to me, that was just an ordinary play.
Alan, you know what? We're just going to go high road here and say thank you for calling, man. I appreciate your life experience.
Alan, I've seen it all, baby.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, I saw Noah get on the ark. I saw Doc Walker hanging out with Methuselah.
I mean, I think he saw Doc Walker play against Newt Rockne.
He saw a lot of stuff, but I'm going to tell you, that was not an ordinary play. Believe
nah,
me,
man.
Bro.
No.
The Super Bowls are a whole thing. That was just like a
singular flash.
Is
it going to
happen or not?
Yeah.
And it happened. It was great.
You're a lifetime Skins fan, Commanders fan. What in your lifetime does that moment compare to? Because we're about the same age, so I don't remember John Riggins on 4th-and-1. I never saw that.
No, I don't either. I think there's little things like the Sean Taylor play, right, where you have something that seems like improbable because they block it, and then you go down and then you make it.
Yeah, you get the penalty.
But I was trying to think about it. I was like, there's a lot of good moments over the course of time, but I don't even know. I mean, even when you're watching like something like Freddie Freeman, nothing – I mean, I know it's the World Series, the first Grand Slam.
That was wild.
This was so improbable. I don't know. I tried to think about it actually last night if I was ever a moment I felt like this, and there just hasn't been.
I went through every emotion you could possibly go through in a matter of 2 minutes.
Sure. Because giving up that touchdown to the Bears after playing really well and then getting the gift of the fumble at the goal line,
yeah,
that's a gift that allows you to seal that game up. And like, all right, we got lucky, fellas. We're on to the next. And then they just do it again.
I'm sure you guys talked about this, but I wanted to get your B. Mitch's take. Like, what was your thought on the fourth and inches? Like, actually, I know it, everybody's saying, like, you can't go for it, right? But you need basically, like, 1 inch. And we punted, and they had the momentum already before that. But it would just seem like it was less than 2 minutes, and they were already back down to that spot. And it was like, gosh, man, it was just
it's like
1 inch, you know?
You find yourself second-guessing yourself. That's why life you live.
Yeah.
I mean, coaches, you make a decision, you got to live with it. Wow. And that's why so many I don't like the coach that only goes –
Yeah,
analytics are the 100%. One that only goes field.
Yeah,
I want the guy to be able to play both of them, and when you make it, you make it.
And
so
the defense played great.
Yeah, defense, because I think that's probably why they punted it, because the defense had been playing so well.
I also wonder in that scenario. So you got fourth and short. Now you are deep in your own territory.
Yeah, very
too.
Deep.
I mean, they were at their 11-yard line.
Yeah, it was
right.
It wasn't great,
but. It was 2 minutes, so even if they scored there, you should have more time. Like you can analyze that 100 different ways.
No doubt.
I just wonder, they're not going to admit it. The kid's certainly not going to admit it because that's how he's wired. Jaden's beat up. And I think if you are going to go for that there, B-Rob, for whatever reason, didn't have a lot of carries in that second half. So who are you going to think of? Who are you going to think of in that scenario? You think of B-Rob, who just hadn't gotten the ball in about a quarter, or you think of Jaden, who's really gutting through it? I wonder if that impacted. Hey, if we're talking about this, what's our play call? Because you're probably going to be pretty conservative. You only need 3 inches or whatever, and you just don't know that those guys could do it for you in that scenario. DQ was pretty dismissive of it afterwards. I imagine maybe we'll follow up with him more today. He talks today at 3:30. You could see on the sideline there was a dialogue with Quinn and Cliff. Cliff
like
always
Cliff
wants
looked
to
like
go.
Cliff wanted to go. You know,
and Jaden got asked about it later, and he's like, "Man, I always want to go for it, but I understand it's the coach's call, and there's a lot of factors."
Probably sneak or bust right there. Anyway, right?
I just
handing it off is just too much of a risk. You're either going to sneak or not. And yeah, it's a good point. If he's hurt, you probably don't want to put him out unnecessarily.
I think
risk.
If Jaden's healthy. Because, I mean, depending on which side he's going to, he's either going to hold the ball against those left ribs or he's exposing those left ribs going the other way. And I don't know, but, like, I wonder if that was a factor in it.
Yeah, probably.
When you look at the game yesterday, I don't know if it was him necessarily being, like, not able to go more than them. Don't get hit.
Right.
Don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
And as Santana said yesterday, you miss a whole week of practice, you lose something.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think people understand that. When you've been in a rhythm and then you're out of it for just 5 to 6, 7 days, you are not still the same guy you were 7 days ago. And it seems odd, but you miss something. You know, especially when you're also like if you notice, he was cooking in the second quarter. Went to halftime, came out in third quarter, it wasn't the same. Sitting there, starting to just tighten up and things start to settle, it's a different ballgame. Because you can't have that damn heating pad on for 15, 20 minutes straight. You know, you might mess something up.
Totally. So. Totally. We're going to run out of time. Shocker. You're the baseball coach of Maryland. You watch baseball with a level that I don't understand. Dodgers take the first two in L.A. Both awesome games to watch. A walk-off grand slam, and then the Yanks have bases loaded in the ninth, can't get a run in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think New York's able to turn this around tonight in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I think it's just going to come down to the bullpen. You know, I mean, I think that's what most of these games are. You're going to get starters, but just the way baseball's turned into, just guys don't go as deep. You know, so you're just going to have that grinded out where you know it's going to come down to the end. Baseball is about moments. You know, it could be in the first, it could be in the middle of the game. It's kind of a weird thing. So that momentum shift is really who capitalizes on the moments, because New York's going to have all the energy. The fans are going to be raucous. You know what I mean? They haven't won one in a while. So I think this is, like, obviously it's a cliche. It's a must win. It is.
Sure.
But they have to capture some of the moments and kind of ride that through. I think if it's a close game, that it's going to be tough.
Shohei.
I hope he's okay. I mean,
they said something. I think I saw a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah.
And they say he's going to probably go.
Well, when you talk about, like, when you watch guys
World Series, man. Yeah,
when you watch guys slide to the side, it's very dangerous. They could either hurt their hand or hurt their shoulder the way they slide. That's why they tell you to go, you know, feet first or straight or right into the bag. And it, sometimes it could just be a habit. But, man, what a special player. So,
yeah, bro, that dude's unbelievable.
He's on another level.
Can you stay just through the end of the show?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Let's do that. Terps baseball coach Matt Swope staying with us. We're going to try to round out these calls. We got to make some picks. It's a good night to have two televisions because you got Monday Night Football and the World Series. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know, Terps baseball coach, Dirty Terps, Matt Swope is sitting with us as we – close out the show. Grant and Danny, I can only imagine how fired up those two are. I was sitting in front of Grant last night in the press box, and it was a wild moment. I mean, the press box is a pretty quiet, work-like atmosphere. That joint was lit for a minute there. Swope, the two boys back at the studio, Jeff and Lamphill, are both big Yankee fans. Do you have any words of encouragement for them tonight?
Pray.
Get Aaron Judge going. Oh, well, whatever you got to do. I mean, he's been kind of quiet.
Did he hit a home run the other night, though? That was his first of the postseason, maybe?
He's just been quiet, a bunch of strikeouts. I mean, you know how. He's probably going to be the MVP. But, you know, Stanton's been unbelievable. Games are going to come down to the bullpen. So we'll see what happens.
Let's try to bang out these calls. All right, I'm going to come to you, callers. You got to be fast. Co from the foe, what do you got?
What's up, fellas?
What up, baby?
Hey, look, man. Yesterday, man, I was at the game, section 105, 106, man. Just to go off the crowd participation, our fan base, man. Our fans, majority of them, is worse than a gold digger when a man lose their job. You hear me? I mean, when we was up the whole game, they was cheering. But then when the Bears scored 12-7, we down and out. And then the little 5,000 to 10,000 Bears fans that's in the building, they came alive and we all quiet. Crowd participation got to be a key. The players is believing in the coaches. Now, I guess after that play yesterday when most of the fans left with 25 seconds left, be mentioned, every sports fan know and player know that game is never over. Game is never over, man. Our fans put our heads down yesterday 15-12 with 25 seconds left and gave up on our team. Luckily,
well, I'm glad you didn't, Cole. Thank you, buddy. I got to try to get through these calls. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Does Co say man more than I say dude?
Y'all about what?
pretty
y'all,
close.
Y'all should do a collaboration and be called the man dude squad.
A man off?
Yeah, the man dude squad.
I think Jeff did a man off. Brian's in Hagerstown. Brian, what you got?
What's up, JP? Hey, man, check it out. My wife is the little crazy blonde that come running up to you along the fence yesterday.
Oh, that was very nice of her. We appreciate y'all listening every day.
Yeah, well, she don't listen. I do. We both work from home, and I go down. And I tell that Amazon thing to, I don't want to say her name because she'll start talking now, but I tell that Amazon thing, hey, play 106.7 The Fan. And she said every day, she's like, oh, Brian's on lunch. She knows what time lunch is for me every day.
I appreciate it. Shout out to Alexa.
Yeah, and I'm also the one that hooked up Jeff with some food there. He gave me a shout out earlier. That was pretty cool, man. I appreciate that.
Way awesome, to go, man. Bro. Appreciate thank you for you, calling. Thank you for listening, bud.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too, dude. That dude's wife, like, chased me down the street to tell me that her husband listens to the show every day. I was like, well, thank you very much. It was very, very kind. Last one, DH is in D.C. What up, DH?
Hey, fellas, man. Look, I appreciate y'all every day for rocking. And yesterday was just a true testament of how that fandom finally paid off, man. Was watching the game down here in the basement. My wife was giving my daughter a bath. She started screaming upstairs. I started screaming downstairs. My daughter's like, what's going on? We had to tell her that we won the game. The Commanders won the game. Then I get FaceTime calls. Me and my dad screamed at each other as loud as we could on FaceTime for 2 minutes consecutively. My dad can sing. He's a tenor. I've never heard him hit soprano until yesterday. I then ran outside and ran around the cul-de-sac and took some laps and screamed at the top of my lungs. We are back. I'm so glad these good football things are happening for us, and this is only the beginning. Can you imagine what the tip of that going to be? I love it.
All right, baby.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, DH. Jeff, are you there to defend yourself? There's our answer.
Yeah.
There's our answer.
What did Jeff do?
Well, just
I was
there's a lot going on here, man. You had a man off?
Have you not looked at that at the text thread?
I'm not looking at the text thread because Landfill is out of pocket.
Landfill is legitimately out of pocket.
I'm not entertaining that today.
All right, get ready for the sounder. Swope, tell me about the new baseball facility.
Yeah, we got a $6 million facility. You know,
hell yeah,
getting built. Right
a lot
now,
of that was from me, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've raised it a while.
That's $25 a year.
When you got big, we came after you. But you know, I think our program is just big on development, and obviously we've had a bunch of Nats and Orioles and a lot of professional guys also come back in the DMV. And
how many pros have you put in?
Right now, we have the most in the Big Ten, and I think five or six. So
and a whole bunch more in the minors.
Just had a first rounder player of the year, minor league player of the year for the Cubs. So. A lot of good things going on, but, you know, just love the area. All the players come back in the DMV, whether you've been to Maryland or not, and this place will always develop and cultivate it.
And, dude, if you have a young family and you want to take them to a baseball game, coming here to, like, College Park, Shipley Field, is so easy compared to, you know, going to a big league park. We got to make picks. Let's do them fast. Swope, you can make one, too. What do you like tonight?
I'm taking whoever playing against the Giants.
You're taking the Steelers?
I'm also taking the Steelers.
Laying the six?
I'm just going to take the money line. What's the money line?
I don't think you can.
I'm money lining it.
Okay, I can't do that, Jeff. Give me the minus six, man. Hell.
Yeah, let's go with the Steelers with the points.
Landini?
I already said I took the Steelers.
Swope?
I'm taking the Yanks.
Ooh.
Run line.
Run line.
And I'm not going to go against Swopes. He bought me a nice gift.
There's a parlay. With the patented last-second parlay. I'm going under 36.5 tonight. I think it's going to be a dog of a game, and I'm going to watch baseball and go to sleep early. Thank you to everyone that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody in College Park. It's been a lot of fun being out here. Campus looks great. The sun came out. If you're looking for a way to help out, check out Big10.org/Abbott. Thank you to Coach Willard. Thank you to Coach Loxley. Thank you to Joe Theismann. Thank you to Brenda Fries. Thank you to Coach Swope. Thank you to everybody that called in today. Thanks to the boys in the aquarium. Remotes are never easy. And to Heavy Metal Chris. We're back in studio tomorrow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you a beer.